local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
All right, winding things down here on a Thursday, final hour, number three. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 262-6111 as we get started, as we always do, with today's top three stories. In New York City, Congressman Matt Gaetz among congressional Republicans paying a visit to show solidarity with former President Donald Trump.
We watched Michael Cohen get dog walked through the series of lies he has told. There is literally no branch of government that Michael Cohen has not lied to.
And echoing the arguments that Trump's defense team has been working out over the last couple of days in cross-examination of Cohen, the judge in the case told lawyers today they should be ready for closing arguments on Tuesday. Couple of updates from Gaza. Nearly two dozen American aid workers are trapped after Israel shut down the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. One of them, a nurse from Oregon, tells ABC their supplies have been depleted and now they're starting to run out of bottled water. The Biden administration says they're working to get the group out. Also, the U.S. military is anchoring its new pier to the coast of Gaza. Officials plan to begin delivering humanitarian aid to the region with its completion. Around 500 tons of aid will land in the coming days for Palestinian civilians. And to look at our top three stories here locally, or nationally rather, local headlines are coming up after traffic and weather together. Before we do that, I did want to play Andrew McKay, of course, Pensacola Morning News. He is at the AMC Bayou today as there is an exclusive premiere taking place there for the Blue Angels IMAX documentary. And the exclusive showing here tonight is featuring members of the team as well as one of the directors. So Andrew gave us a report last hour. And now with a bit of breaking news here regarding the Homecoming Air Show. Give it a listen.
So we do have a bit of sort of breaking news of a sort. We just talked to Commander Tom Zimmerman, who is the number six, the opposing solo this year. He was the number seven narrator last year. And I had been curious to know whether the Thunderbirds would be flying a full demonstration at the Homecoming Air Show or just flying maybe a couple of flyby formations with the Blues. And no, he says full demonstration. So you will get not one, but two United States Air Show demonstration performances. Probably the Thunderbirds will open the show. Probably the Blue Angels will close the show. That's what he was saying. So that is the best possible news for those of us who have been looking forward to seeing both of these teams perform together on board NAS Pensacola for the homecoming show this fall. Andrew McKay reporting from Bayou 15 Theaters at the premiere of the Blue Angels for News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, there you go. So good stuff there.
Very nice.
Very, very excited to see this. Can't wait for it. Not going to happen tomorrow night, unfortunately. Couldn't get the baby situation figured out as far as somebody to watch her. But we will do our best to make sure that we get to see it in IMAX there. Austin, you going to check it out?
I may. It really has to be a great movie for me to seek it out, especially in a theater. And that's the thing. Blue Angels, local, you know, obviously that's cool. But that just means there's going to be all the more engagement. So I don't know if I'm going to really go drive and edit right away. But I don't know. I mean, as far as eventually
you would go see it if it was just a kick-ass movie, but if nobody else was in the theater with you to watch the kick-ass movie.
You get me so well, man. Yes, that is
I understand.
Yeah. All righty. Just about 6:15, just in time for traffic and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too expensive? It's time you rolled with affordable coverage. Stop compromising and keep driving with Direct Auto. You can get a free quote at directauto.com. All righty. Looking at the traffic here, we do have an accident report. This is at the intersection of Highway 29 and Kingsfield Road. It's got a little bit of congestion going on both streets here, but this is especially if you are traveling southbound on Highway 29, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, the spots that were giving us trouble earlier this evening, Blue Angel Parkway, Pine Forest Road, Gulf Beach Highway, all of that has cleared out. Same can be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, and the majority of Caroline Street. The only other problem that you're going to have is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Showers and thunderstorms are back in the forecast. Late tonight, clouds will move in. We've got a chance for some overnight or Friday morning rain, and the rain chance is high both Friday and Saturday. We're looking for some scattered thunderstorms to move through. Some of those might be on the strong side. High temps, mid-80s on Friday, probably a little cooler on Saturday. And then Sunday, the weather is back to beautiful with sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Continuing on with our local headlines today, funeral services will be held tomorrow for senior airman Roger Fortson in Georgia. Today, his family and attorney Ben Crump meeting with the media there.
We've seen it far too many times when they kill people, especially black people, unjustifiably. They have the investigation go on for months, years, without anything, where everybody forgets about him and he's swept under the rug. Well, we're not going to let them sweep Roger Fulton under the rug.
Crump also reiterating their belief that the responding Okaloosa sheriff's deputy that fatally shot him was directed to the wrong apartment. According to an audio recording played, the dispatcher told deputies, quote, "It's all fourth-party information from the front desk at the leasing office." Reverend Al Sharpton is expected to speak at Fortson's funeral at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest, Georgia. As you are driving around Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, you may notice some new billboards drawing attention to the dangers of fentanyl poisoning. It's headed up by the Rachel's Angels organization and features the text, "Fentanyl steals families," along with pictures of victims.
Parents are saying, "Not my child," until it is. And we're trying to get parents to understand that it is out there and that they need to have Narcan in their homes, in their kids' backpacks. They need to have the talk with them. Don't take a pill from somebody.
Sherry Hoffman talked to Channel 3. Her son, Quinn, was one of those victims. Earlier this afternoon, initial court appearance for Jovan Booker's initial appearance in court. He is the suspect in the shooting at Pensacola, downtown Pensacola nightclub.
This man literally tried to kill my son. He still tried to shoot my son while my son was on the ground. We all family. That's his auntie right there. We all family. But he had to take actions. He need to stay in jail.
That was the victim's mother addressing the judge in that hearing. Booker was arrested yesterday afternoon near downtown Pensacola by Pensacola police, as well as FHP, DEA, and U.S. Marshals involved in the search. 6:18, we'll take a break there, looking at state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked a lot about the recent drama out of Milton where City Attorney Alex Andrade has asked for and gotten permission from the City Council to sue Mayor Heather Lindsay and file for her to give him, or give to the public anyway, the text messages and emails that he says she has been withholding for 10 months now. We also talked with Mike Wood about the enforcement of the noise ordinance and how that's going to work as that starts today. You can always listen to our interviews and segments on the News Radio podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads here. We do have some minor backups if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. But outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up.
All right, here's Alan with the forecast.
After gorgeous weather, clouds are going to move back into the skies during the overnight hours. And very late tonight or into tomorrow morning, we have a chance for rain. And actually, the rain chance is on the high side, both on Friday and Saturday. Scattered thunderstorms will be moving through the area. High temps will run between 80 and 85. And then rolling through the weekend, we've got better weather on Sunday with sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. Looking at our state headlines today, Tampa police saying not the outcome anybody wanted. The discovery of a body today believed to be that of 34-year-old Sylvia Pagan, who was reported missing this past Sunday.
Absolutely traumatized. They were grieving. Nothing that we would not have expected from any family member, and our hearts went out to them.
And 38-year-old Giovanni Caceres was the only person of interest in the case. He took his own life at a hotel after Sylvia's 9-year-old daughter was rescued.
and a portion of a Florida law impacting voter registration is no longer in effect. A federal judge permanently blocked the section that prevented non-U.S. citizens from collecting or handling registration applications. During yesterday's ruling, Chief U.S. District Judge Mark Walker called the piece of legislation unconstitutional by discriminating against people and preventing them from becoming new voters. A group of Hispanic and Latino voters challenged a measure after it was signed into law last year.
A controversy brewing over lights on the Sunshine Skyway and other bridges across Florida.
The bridge it's getting politicized, correct. The issue is that all the different requests that are coming in, some we agree with, some we don't agree with. But the politicizing of a bridge is not the way to do it.
That is Manatee County Commissioner Mike Ron, who did not want the Skyway lit in rainbow colors to celebrate Pride Month, and it now appears that none of Florida's iconic bridges will be. Instead, they'll be illuminated in red, white, and blue to mark what FDOT calls Freedom Summer.
And environmental groups are critical of a new law signed by Governor DeSantis that eliminates climate change from the state's energy policy. Sierra Club Florida issued a statement calling House Bill 1645 extremely dangerous legislation that will have far-reaching and devastating consequences for Florida's health, economy, and, of course, the environment. The law signed on Wednesday says that Florida's government will no longer be required to consider climate change when creating policy and eliminates most references to climate change from state law.
Texas and Louisiana under a rare high-risk warning for flash flooding. The states could see up to 9 inches of rain over the next day. NOAA says, quote, the high-risk area has seen over 600% of their normal rainfall for the past 2 weeks alone. Some of the Texas cities under the biggest threat of severe weather include San Antonio, Austin, and Houston.
And Vice President Kamala Harris is accepting an invitation to participate in a vice presidential debate this summer. Harris agreed to an offer from CBS News to take part in a debate on either July 23rd or August 13th. Donald Trump, however, has not yet made his vice presidential pick. This comes after both President Biden and Trump Wednesday agreed to face off in two debates.
President Biden moving forward with a proposal to reclassify marijuana.
Look, folks, no one should be in jail merely for using or possessing marijuana, period. Far too many lives have been upended because of failed approach to marijuana, and I'm committed to righting those wrongs. You have my word on it.
And the Department of Justice issuing a notice to reclassify marijuana to a less restrictive category. The rule change is subject to a 60-day public comment period.
And House Republicans want to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. That's because Garland defied congressional subpoenas demanding audio recordings of President Biden's interview with the special counsel who led the president's classified documents case.
The effort to threaten to defund our investigations and the way in which there are contributions to an atmosphere that puts our agents and our prosecutors at risk, these are wrong.
Garland argued that giving the recordings to Congress would raise the risk of undermining the Justice Department's ability to conduct investigations, and Special Counsel Robert Hur described Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson says they're voting on a bill that would prevent President Biden from withholding weapons to Israel.
This is a catastrophic decision with global implications. It is obviously being done as a political calculation, and we cannot let this stand. The House will be voting on legislation to compel the delivery of defense weapons to Israel.
Pretty self-explanatory there. It would prevent Biden from withholding or canceling weapons transfers that have been approved by Congress. The White House threatened to veto the legislation, and it's not expected to go anywhere in the Senate either. But I guess a show of strength from the Republicans is the name of the game when it comes to that sort of thing there.
Sure.
6:28, almost 6:29 here, recapping the day's top stories here. Congressman Matt Gaetz among a growing group of Republicans that are showing support in person at Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial today. Closing arguments are expected to start on Tuesday, according to the judge. Nearly two dozen American aid workers trapped in Gaza after Israel shut down the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. The Biden administration is working to get the group out. The military is anchoring its new pier to the coast of Gaza. And within the coming days, around 500 tons of humanitarian aid will land in the coming days for civilians who badly need that. Also in a local interest today, Funeral services will be tomorrow for senior airman Roger Fortson in Georgia. Reverend Al Sharpton expected to speak at the funeral at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest, Georgia. OLF 8 property in Beulah, not great, according to District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bergosh, raising a lot of questions and issues with the revised offer. On his blog post, Bergosh says there's a number of issues that, frankly, the county, in his words, just can't do because of statutory reasons and frustration over why they're being included in the offer after they've been previously addressed by county staff in prior negotiations. He says a lot of work needs to be done on both sides before the commissioners discuss it on Monday, so we'll see what happens there. Sports headlines coming up after Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Testimony is done for the week in Donald Trump's hush money trial and will resume Monday with the ongoing cross-examination of former Trump lawyer and star prosecution witness Michael Cohen. Trump speaking outside of court this afternoon.
I'm spending a lot of time and I'm spending a lot of money, which is what they want. They want me to spend my time and my money. And I'm willing to do it because ultimately we have to fight for the Constitution.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records in an attempt to cover up an alleged affair. A new Fox News poll breaks down the most pressing issues for voters. Fox's Peter Ducey has details.
Abortion, the deal breaker for 15% of registered voters in a brand new Fox poll, more than any other issue. 24% of Democrats say abortion is a deal breaker compared to just 9% of Republicans. The top deal breaker for a quarter of Republicans, border security.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The U.S. Treasury Department says it's assessing whether more regulations are needed to prevent money laundering and illicit finance. The department said today that closing legal and regulatory loopholes is a top priority. As part of a broader effort under President Joe Biden to crack down on illicit finance, the agency's Financial Crimes Unit this year has proposed new rules for investment firms and real estate professionals to better monitor potential money laundering. McDonald's will add a new McFlurry to its dessert menu next week. The fast food chain says the Grandma McFlurry is a sweet new treat that mixes vanilla ice cream, crunchy candy pieces, and syrup, and will be available starting on Tuesday. Reddit users are reporting that it will have a butterscotch flavor. The Dow Jones Industrial Average today moved past the 40,000 level for the first time ever, but it didn't stay there, finishing the session down 38 points and about 130 below that milestone. The S&P 500 eased 11 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Last night, the Celtics eliminated the Cavaliers, and Donovan Mitchell didn't play because of a calf strain. I don't think Mitchell will ever play again for the Cavs, as next season is the final guaranteed year of his contract, with the player option looming after that. The Mitchell trade market will be active, and if he's not willing to commit long-term to Cleveland, then the Cavs must trade in this offseason, as teams like the Heat, Lakers, Knicks, Nets, and Sixers would all be interested. I'm Zach Gelb.
When it's time for a brake job, go with a solution that delivers one of the smoothest and most quiet rides on the road. Napa Silent Guard Brakes. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad. Rubber-coated hardware for a better fit on 99.5% of vehicles. And quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Napa Silent Guard Brakes deliver the stopping power and performance drivers demand in their vehicles. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. Not a ton going on the roads currently. We did have an accident report. This is on I-10 if you are traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. I mean, did not cause any congestion when it first appeared. Does not appear to be causing any now, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. Outside of that, the only problem is going to be on Caroline Street if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, yes, and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, there's not much going on.
Showers and thunderstorms are back in the forecast. Late tonight, clouds will move in. We've got a chance for some overnight or Friday morning rain, and the rain chance is high both Friday and Saturday. We're looking for some scattered thunderstorms to move through. Some of those might be on the strong side. High temps, mid-80s on Friday, probably a little cooler on Saturday. And then Sunday, the weather is back to beautiful with sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that. 6:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. A lot happening in sports today, right, Austin?
Absolutely. Starting with what's going on right now, the NHL playoffs got a TNT doubleheader that got underway at the top of the hour. It looks like the Rangers and Canes are tied at zero currently. However, that is an elimination game for Carolina. They are down 3-2 to the Rangers there. That game is going to be followed up by the Oilers at Canucks at 9. Also, in just under an hour, we've got our sole NBA playoff game tonight. It's Nuggets at Timberwolves at 7:30 on ESPN. That is another elimination game, but not for who we thought it would be for. It is for the Timberwolves. If they lose, Denver goes to the Western Conference Finals and has a chance of running it back. Just a few headlines here. The NFL making it clear that Kansas City Chiefs player Harrison Butker was only speaking for himself during a commencement speech that he gave last weekend. In a statement to People magazine, the league said Butker's views are not those of the NFL as an organization. Butker has received backlash over the content of his speech at the Catholic liberal arts school, Benedictine College, I believe it was, including when he directly addressed female graduates in attendance. He told them while some of them may have successful careers, he would venture to guess that the majority of, I'm going to quote him directly, would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. Is it harmful? No. It's just, it kind of came off as a bit of, hey, listen, this is what all women should be doing, and not just, it's not for everyone, but yada, yada, yada.
I understand, and I mean, I agree with the general premise. Yeah. I think that the execution was a little lacking, and here's what I mean. I think rather than take the approach that, hey, women, you're being lied to, and this is the way you should, you know,
poorly
whatever.
Worded.
I think that he probably should have approached it. Hey, it says, look, for one thing, congratulations on your graduation. I know a lot of you are going to have very successful careers as businesswomen and just however you do that. And then perhaps if he wanted to kind of interject on that, he could say something to the effect of, hey, and you know what, for some or a lot of women, perhaps your future is not in that direction. Perhaps it's more, you know, maybe you're going to be a stay-at-home mom, and and the world kind of looks down on that, and here's why I am here to tell you that you shouldn't be looked down on, and you should, and here's why. I think if that approach happens, it's much better off, and he's not facing the criticism. Now, do I think he should be canceled? Absolutely not. I think it's ridiculous that the Chiefs are going to suspend him or anything like that. I just think that, there's a fine line there.
It should have been handled more delicately, if handled at all.
And it was part of a broader discourse on just society in general. He is talking to people of like faith, or at least speaking at a Catholic school of which, you know, he is Catholic.
It sounded like the reaction he got was overwhelmingly positive.
Sure, right. So I mean, he is speaking amongst friends, and he's speaking in an environment where, you know, he is comfortable in sharing his opinions here. But like I said, I think if he approaches it a little bit differently, that hey, you know, this is my life experience, and my wife would tell you that she does not regret not having a career and being the homemaker that she is and raising our kids. And for ladies out there that are graduating and don't necessarily get that professional career that maybe you're seeking, hey, it's okay. And rather than look down on that, you know, we should celebrate and build up women who choose to go that route. I think that's a much better framing of what he was trying to say there.
Oh, I agree. And I
should be a PR guy. I need
a PR rep. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I think a lot of people got upset with Butker, but also a lot of people are upset with the NFL because it's like, okay, you're distancing yourself from this, and there's like a petition with 30,000 signatures for him to get cut by the Chiefs. But it's like,
how about we deal with how about we deal with the guy also on the Kansas City Chiefs, who just within the last couple of months has gone street racing through downtown Dallas, and who is now also being investigated for whacking a guy at some nightclub while he's facing felony charges from Dallas police. How about we, you know, let's gear some of that outrage towards, hey, how are we handling this guy?
Yeah, it's weird that the NFL's kind of picking and choosing, and just some fans are picking and choosing where to draw the line on that. And then lastly, here in sports, golf's second major, the PGA Championship, is underway at Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville. Joe, do you have the score update on that?
I do. A historic round for Xander Schauffele today. He fires a 62, 9 under par. He has the outright lead right now, 3 shots behind Tony Finau, who is no stranger to good performances in majors. He's at 6 under, as is Sahith Thigala. Group of 5 under par, 4 back, includes Rory McIlroy, former champ at this course, along with Colin Morikawa, and then a much larger group at 4 under par, including Brooks Koepka. So a very nice leaderboard. Hi, Morgan. I did not notice any rolls this time, but she did deliver you something again.
Yes, she did, a Diet Pepsi.
All right. Very good. 6:45 here, another check of the roads and weather.
Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads right now. Let's see. Near the intersection of Highway 29 and Kingsfield Road, we still have some minor backups from a previously reported traffic incident there, but nothing too severe. And also had that accident report out of nowhere on I-10 traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. That did not seemingly cause any issues. So it looks like the only problem you're going to have on the roads currently is if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. This is if you're on Caroline Street. Coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, that's going to have you backed up to about the Circle K.
Showers and thunderstorms are back in the forecast late tonight. Clouds will move in. We've got a chance for some overnight or Friday morning rain, and the rain chance is high both Friday and Saturday. We're looking for some scattered thunderstorms to move through. Some of those might be on the strong side. High temps, mid-80s on Friday, probably a little cooler on Saturday. And then Sunday, the weather is back to beautiful with sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. 6:45 here, looking at our health, business, and science notes today. A group of TikTok users is now filing a lawsuit aimed at stopping the new federal law requiring the app's parent company sell or be banned in the U.S.
You have evidence that our data is being shared and sold over to the communist China that is being actively used against us. If you don't, then what are we doing?
Just one of the users in the lawsuit that says, hey, the app helps fuel our businesses, and there's just not enough evidence to suggest that our data is being stolen by the Chinese Communist Party.
And fewer Americans are filing for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports receiving 222,000 requests for the week ending May 11th. That amounts to a drop of around 10,000 from the previous week, and the latest readings line up with what most analysts had expected.
Fewer Americans filing for unemployment. The Labor Department reports receiving 222,000 requests for the week ending May 11th. That amounts to a drop of around 10,000 from the prior week.
Sounded even better when you said it the second time. Researchers,
I'm the worst at that, man.
Nah, you're good. Researchers, it's good news.
Was it just before? Like, was that the story that you had just finished?
Yeah, I said it, and then you like. You were my echo.
Researchers, it's not even Friday yet.
Researchers at University of Florida Health are making major progress in their attempt to find a cure for one type of cancer. A team of experts has spent the last 7 years developing a brain cancer mRNA vaccine. Dr. Elias Sayor with UF Health told First Coast News that each vaccine and booster shot are customized to each patient by using their own tumors. Not laughing at this, I'm laughing at earlier. Four cancer patients have experienced success throughout the testing process. That's good news there. The vaccine is currently in phase two clinical trials.
Researchers at the University of Florida Health are making, I'm just
okay,
kidding.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say, dude, like, come on.
All right. Pop culture notes. The first trailer released today for the romance film, It Ends With Us. It's based off of the best-selling novel of the same name by Colleen Hoover. Blake Lively stars as a small-town girl that moves to Boston to start a business. That's when she meets a neurosurgeon completing his residency. It Ends With Us hits theaters on August 9th. Austin, you've got that one ready to go.
Yeah, sure. Let me ask you this. I've thought about this the last couple of hours.
Okay.
The script says Colleen Hoover, but Colleen is spelled C-O-L-L-E-N. Is that just a weird way of spelling Colin?
I don't know.
Oh, either way. It's a mystery
I
as well.
I just assumed it was Colleen.
Yeah, I don't know. It may be. I'll look it up. The Victoria's Secret fashion show is returning this fall. After a four-year hiatus, the company said that their newly reimagined fashion show will reflect who we are today. I'm sure that won't be poorly received at all. After facing a slew of controversies over company culture and inclusivity, Victoria's Secret...
Yeah. Oh, nothing. I'm thinking in my mind of the Victoria's Secret show here with reflecting who we are today.
I know. That's the thing. I know what they mean by that, and I know it's going to be poorly received.
And it's not what Harrison Butker means.
No, it is not. After facing a slew of controversies over company culture and inclusivity, Victoria's Secret overhauled its image and incorporated more diverse and plus-size models in its campaigns.
Diverse, plus-size. I mean, you know, it, whatever.
Plus-size, I get it, you know,
yeah,
right, to
a degree. Yeah, right, right, right. It's the other thing that, you know, you may just want to have the parental advisory on, you know, making sure you're, you know. Let's see what else. ACM Awards are tonight. They start at 7, so in 11 minutes. Amazon Prime is where you can find them. Three awards have already been given out. Nate Smith as Best New Male Artist, Megan Maroney, Best New Female, and Tiger Lily Gold won Best Duo Group. And as we learned last hour, somebody in Tiger Lily Gold was flirting with Austin.
I wouldn't say that, I was told from a coworker who shall remain nameless that they thought I was cute. And now I was in the cat suit when this happened, and I took the head off. I'm like, hey,
and it
how
wasn't
doing?
The coworker said, "Hey, I think you're cute." It's relaying that somebody Tiger Lily.
It was
relayed.
Well, because we were, and I'll keep this brief. We were talking, like, because I had just made a cat appearance and I took the head off.
Right.
And we were just talking with him, and the coworker was talking to him, kind of laughing or whatever.
Yeah.
And I walked over to him, said hello, and we were just talking about the cat suit thing. And
I'm looking up Tiger Lily Gold to see a pic. Oh, so it's just two of them.
Yeah, no, it's a duo.
Okay.
And I made a joke to make them laugh, and one of them went, oh, he's funny too. And then I later found out that they mentioned something about me being cute, and I guess he's funny too was like an add-on thing.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
What's that?
Morgan gave me a bag of Pop-Tart Bites in an effort to apologize over her misjudgment.
Her neglect
this week.
Of you
right.
For the past couple of days.
Yes.
Right. It's a shame. I never get anything.
Yeah, right. So do you know which Tiger Lily Gold member it was?
I do have them in my mind. I don't know their names.
Okay. So. Bethany? Is that one of them?
Sure. Okay, as I said, I don't know their names.
All right.
So I don't know. Either way, apparently I am somewhat appealing to.
Well, listen,
a select few people.
I understand it because you take off. There's no air conditioning or there's no fan under the cat, right?
Right.
So you take off the helmet or hat. Your hair is soaked and looks like it could be slightly slicked back, right?
Well,
and
it's a head covering.
You take off the hat, and then you kind of do the thing where it's like you've bathed in a pool and you get out and then you just kind of sway the head back and forth, right?
You're making it sound a lot hotter
than
it was.
The sweat on your forehead is glistening under the bright lights of the stage. So I understand where they're coming from there.
Yeah, and I'm sure I smelled amazing. Just about 6:52, we'll take one last quick break for this evening. When we return, some wacky and weird stories and some good news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 6:55 here. We'll get you one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads this hour. We did still have some minor congestion sticking around near the intersection of Highway 29 and Kingsfield Road that has seemingly cleared out. And we still we still got a lot of issues on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. But outside of that, I'm not really seeing much.
Complete that sentence, texter letting us know there is a bad accident with a motorcycle with westbound lanes blocked at Summit.
Where's that?
Summit Boulevard near it's kind of near the mall.
Oh, gotcha. I'm not really I am seeing some congestion around. Let's see. I'm not seeing any accident reports, but did it recently happen?
Just within the last couple minutes.
Well, that would explain it. Okay. Yeah. Well, outside of what Joe just said and Caroline Street, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
After gorgeous weather, clouds are going to move back into the skies during the overnight hours. And very late tonight or into tomorrow morning, we have a chance for rain. And actually, the rain chance is on the high side, both on Friday and Saturday. Scattered thunderstorms will be moving through the area. High temps will run between 80 and 85. And then rolling through the weekend, we've got better weather on Sunday with sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, that looks like Summit near Spanish Trail is where that motorcycle accident is. So as we sign off here, may want to just steer clear of that area because, again, texter reporting it involves a motorcycle with westbound lanes of Summit blocked right now. Taking a look here at some wackier stories and good news making the rounds. Austin, it was a noble attempt but a failed one.
Oof.
For the world's largest gathering of people dressed as dinosaurs. They attempted to shatter the record in Canada last month, but too many people showed up. Huh?
Suffering from success.
On April 27, thousands of Canadians in T-Rex costumes descended on a small town about 70 miles northeast of Calgary. The tourism board organized it, and they were trying to beat the fairly lame record of 252 dinosaurs in Los Angeles in 2019.
Yeah.
They estimate that up to 6,000 T-Rexes were there. They only got an estimate because they weren't prepared to count that many people. The official count was done by handing out wristbands, but they only had 3,000 of them. Now, it, of course, would have been fine, and they could have settled for that number, but a bunch of T-Rexes with wristbands were seen leaving the event too early. Mm. To break the record, they needed to all stay in one spot for a full minute, and that did not happen.
Somehow that didn't happen.
It's a completely colossal collapse of this by all parties involved here.
If you're gonna, I don't get it. If you're going to dress up like a T-Rex and go to these events,
hang
like,
out for a while.
Yeah, you get a wristband and take a haul picture. It. Like, 60 seconds have gone by, you're not there? Like, what's happening here? Like, I
don't know. It's like, did anybody tell them, like, when they got a wristband, says, hey,
sit here.
We have to, you know, give us, like, 15 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know.
Weird. Too bad.
And a drunk driver got pulled over in Rock Rapids, Iowa on Sunday after a cop saw his 2016 Ford Focus swerving all over the road. And when he handed them his ID, they knew it was fake because of one subtle error. They listed his height at 8 feet tall. The driver was 33-year-old Joe Valita, and lying about his height is probably about the best thing that he could have done because he also failed a sobriety test, flunked his breathalyzer, had an open beer in his cup holder, a six-pack of Corona in the back, and they also found a folded $1 bill with white powder in it that he admitted was meth. So saying you're 8 feet tall is about as agreeable as we're going to get here, Joel.
Yeah. Looking at some good news, a family in upstate New York tracked down a long-lost family heirloom that they'd spent over a decade searching for. A woman's great uncle did a wood carving of a leopard that was accidentally sold after her grandmother passed away. She posted a photo on Facebook, hundreds of people shared it, and somebody 150 miles away saw it, realized they had the carving, and got it back to her. They bought it at a yard sale a few years ago, so it's changed hands multiple times between now and then, but good that the family got it back.
Oh, for sure. And a farmer in Saskatchewan named Barry Salchuk recently found a 90-pound piece of space junk in a field. Experts think it's from a SpaceX launch in February, so he reached out to SpaceX themselves, but he didn't hear back from them. So now he's planning on selling it on his own accord. And how Canadian is this? He wants to use the money to help rebuild his local hockey rink.
Cool. Listen, if he's able to do that, he will go down as a legend, build him a statue out of ice and just everything else that
for sure
goes into that. All right, that'll do it for us here on a Thursday. Back to wrap up the work week with you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Pensacola right now.